Well, I'll be honest. I have to be careful. You're all over there on the left, but as soon as I begin to talk to you over there, the microphone doesn't pick up what I'm saying. We've had a brilliant idea. I'm going to use the tie mic in the future so that I can look at you and it will still be heard there. So I am speaking to you, even if I can't look at you there and have to keep moving my head back from you. But anyway, good to see Molly back, made her escape from London there. Tier 4 and all of that. Well, it is a strange Christmas. I think the government now have reduced Christmas. It's about half an hour, isn't it, on Christmas Day, I think you can meet. But we've turned into Narnia, haven't we? You know, when the White Witch was there, that it's always winter and never Christmas. It has that feel to it. But everybody talks about, well, Christmas has been cancelled, and they're all feeling a bit sort of gloomy and down at heel about that. But no, it hasn't. Of course it hasn't. A lot of the things that people do at Christmas, much of which we much rather they didn't, that may have been cancelled, and we might sort of say no bad thing, much of that. But the real things cannot be cancelled. How can you cancel a past event? It's happened. You can't go back and, well, people do try and rewrite history, don't they? But I'm sorry, that's not going to work with us. We've got a book here that tells us events, and you can't stop those events. They've happened. You can't undo those events. They're there today, history, a wonderful history, living history, because it's a living Christ that came into the world. And the incarnation, that's the word, isn't it? The incarnation. Now, here you go. We have a bit of riddle Latin here, aren't we? But anyway, I won't weary you too much with that. But incarnation, carne, the words that we get carnivorous from, and flesh is what it's meaning there. Carnal, carnivorous, talks about flesh. But putting it now positively, it means God coming in the flesh. The Word made flesh. And that's an event, and that's past tense event. Can't undo it. And the implications of it, you just can't undo, you can't cancel it. However many days of Christmas the nation thinks it has or it hasn't got, or the government's allowed it or disallowed it, and by the time we got home there probably won't be any Christmas Day, that's all been cancelled. Hold your breath with that one there, and rather don't, it probably has. But no, none of it has changed, and you and I, even though we may not be able to meet with the people that we hope to meet with, family, friends, whatever it is, and we just had to forego that, don't we, and wait for happier and better days. But actually, it's a very happy Christmas, because you can't change history. And that history and what it tells us remains the same. Christ, the Word of God, coming into the world. God as man. And that is, well, you just want to stop and have a think about it, don't you? And you think about the baby, and that's the Son of God. This second person of the Trinity, and needing the love and care of his mum there, and this is just extraordinary. That's what the shepherds, I'm sure, were just reeling from this when they went back to the fields to look after the sheep again, and everybody and anybody that just stops to think about that. Well, you mean God, who's infinite and glorious and has no body, properly speaking, and now has allowed for this to happen, because we need this to happen. We need a fully functioning, proper human being without sin. And this is what we have here, but a fully functioning, proper human being, beginning where we all began and traveling through life as we've all had to travel through life and grow up. Yes, all of that. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yes, we know. Have to be a fully functioning, proper human being with all that human beings have, and a heart and a mind and a soul and a will and desires and affections and every part of that. To go forward to the cross, yes, we know, having lived the life that he had to live, yes, that we know. But we are, we're just caught up at the minute with the wonder of how it all began. And there, that's how it all began. And just to boggle our minds, and we looked at this a bit when we're looking at the person of Christ, if you heard any of that sermon series, that there's the baby, but actually the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, is not now just only able to do what that baby can do. And, well, tell you something, babies can't do an awful lot, can they? There can't be sort of working out a few maths equations at the same time as, you know, making something happen here. But actually, That is what was happening, that the Son of God, second person of the Trinity, is still upholding the world. And as I think in a quote I quoted, is still actually himself forming babies in the womb while he's a babe in his mother's arms or lying in the manger. And we just shake our heads and say, this is just beyond us. Yeah, it is, isn't it? And it's marvellous and it's wonderful. Every last part of it. But there he is, seemingly so, this fragile little baby, and yet the person of the second person of the Trinity, who is there, but actually he's also doing all the things that the second person of the Trinity has always done from eternity. And he's doing creating, and he's upholding, and he's governing and ruling, and doing all the things that God does, or at the same time as being that baby there. Work that out if you can, but that's the fact, and that's the truth. And it's a very happy Christmas. Believers have a very happy Christmas, because we have all of that. That's our gift from heaven to us, and a gift that just keeps on giving, and will keep on giving from now, well, on into eternity. So, there we are. I don't know whether I turned too much to the left. Alan will have the editing to do on that, and he'll shake his head, but have a cup of tea while he's editing all of this. We'll see how we got on. But we'll do the time right next time. There we are. That's our New Year resolution, or will be. Good. The Lord bless us all. Let's take up our hymn books again. And 176, so Little Town of Bethlehem.